For Monday, August 3rd, this is your daily devotion. Let's go. Well, good morning, saints, and welcome to this, your daily devotion for Monday, August 3rd. It is good that we are together. And I just want to say, I hope that you had a really great Sunday morning of worshiping the Lord. And I hope that that worship didn't end just after the service. I hope that you carried it on throughout the day and into today, for He is worthy of all worship all the time. Today, we find ourselves looking to the Gospel of Luke, specifically chapter 18, verse 31. I'm going to read this section. It's actually titled, Jesus Foretells His Death a Third Time. Grab your Bible, open with me if you would to Luke chapter 18, verse 31, and follow along as I read. This is what the Word of God teaches. And taking the 12, He said to them, "See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written about the Son of Man by the prophets will be accomplished. For He will be delivered over to the Gentiles and will be mocked and shamefully treated and spit upon. And after flogging Him, they will kill Him, and on the third day He will rise." But they understood none of these things. This saying was hidden from them, and they did not grasp what was said. Oswald Chambers titled today's devotion, The Big Compelling of God. And this is what he wrote. Jerusalem stands in the life of our Lord as the place where He reached the climax of His Father's will. I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me. That was the one dominating interest all through our Lord's life. And the things He met with on the way, joy or sorrow, success or failure, never deterred Him from His purpose. He steadfastly set His face to go to Jerusalem. The great thing to remember is that we go up to Jerusalem to fulfill God's purpose, not our own. Naturally, our ambitions are our own. In the Christian life, we have no aim of our own. There is so much said today about our decisions for Christ, our determination to be Christians, our decisions for this and for that, but in the New Testament, it is the aspect of God's compelling that is brought out. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. We are not taken up into conscious agreement with God's purpose. We are taken up into God's purpose without any consciousness at all. We have no conception of what God is aiming at, and as we go on, it gets more and more vague. God's aim looks like missing the mark because we are too short-sighted to see what He is aiming at. At the beginning of the Christian life, we have our own ideas as to what God's purpose is. I am meant to go here, or I am meant to go there. God has called me to do this special work. And we go and do the thing, and still the big compelling of God remains. The work we do is of no account. It is so much scaffolding compared with the big coming of God. He took unto Him the 12. He takes us all the time. There is more than we have got as of yet. It occurs to me that with God, there is always more. I often look at my own life and I look back to where I was 10, 15 years ago. And then I see myself today and I think, I never in a million years would have guessed that God would have moved me in the ways that He has. But the fact that there's more to come, the fact that there's more unknown does not scare me. It doesn't deter me. It actually excites me. The Lord God is trustworthy. And when our faith is placed in Him, we can literally rest assured. Will you join me in that thought today? Will you rest assured knowing that as we go further in and what God is showing us becomes a little more vague, it just means that we have to trust Him more. Let's choose to do that this day. I'm thankful that you joined us today. I'm hoping that you'll join us again tomorrow as we stay in the Gospel of Luke and we stay with the same scripture that we looked at today. In the meantime and in between time, I'm Pastor Patrick, and this is your daily devotion.